Tarea 2.
About 1,700 elephants who live in and around the Amboseli National Park near Mount Kilimanjaro are all known to observers and conservationists by name. That's how closely they've been studied over almost 50 years. But now their fate has been called into question after an avocado plantation appeared. Dr. Paula Kahumbu, an expert on elephants and CEO of Wildlife Direct, a conservation campaign organisation, told Claire McDonnell how the avocados were adversely affecting elephants.
The Amboseli ecosystem is basically a huge, vast area, and the national park is only a tiny part of that. It's like an oasis in a large, very dry area. The elephants that live in this area move in and out of the park on a daily basis, and they also migrate across the landscapes, particularly the bulls and sometimes the families, in search of trees and food, and sometimes the bulls move back and forth for mating. This area, the national park, is very safe, but around it are communities that own the land, which is a buffer area, as well as the movement corridors. This avocado farm is smack in the middle of one of the corridors that was actually negotiated by the community, the government, and the local NGOs that work and do research in that area. And they basically are threatening to constrain that corridor and prevent the elephants from moving.
Okay, so this was all agreed, you're saying, the usage plan for the area drawn up many years ago. If that is the case, then, is there not any kind of legal comeback against these plans?
Absolutely. I mean, the management plan was gazetted by the local people. And Amboseli was identified as critical for iconic species movements. So this has never been gazetted legally in the Ministry of Planning. And this is just a timing issue. The company that Kili Avo, that is behind this farm, has taken advantage of that small window of opportunity. They have gone and purchased land, fenced it, and started basically bulldozing the land, cutting down all the trees. 180 acres has been converted from prime wilderness habitat to basically the scarred landscape for the planting of avocados.
So it's already happening, and they can do it because they have the law on their side. Are you hoping that there can be something enacted retrospectively in this case?
Absolutely. The law is not on their side. Absolutely not. In fact, when they got their permit, they got a permit from the local government, and the government has now rescinded that permit. So now they don't have any support from the local government. They don't have support from central government. They don't have support from the local community and the landowners and the communities that live around there, who have all said they object to this. Most importantly, the Kenya Wildlife Service, which is required to give their support and their endorsement were never consulted. And they're saying this thing has to be stopped because they were never consulted either. You know, what's really crazy about this is that this is a wildlife corridor. The animals need to move in this area. They can move their farm. The animals corridor cannot be moved.
Dr. Paula Kahumbu of Wildlife Direct. We asked Kili Avo for a statement. However, Kili Avo's lawyers told Reuters that the farm was actually 17 kilometres away from Amboseli in an area which they say was designated for farming. About 1,700 elephants who live in and around the Amboseli National Park near Mount Kilimanjaro are all known to observers and conservationists by name. That's how closely they've been studied over almost 50 years. But now their fate has been called into question after an avocado plantation appeared. Dr. Paula Kahumbu, an expert on elephants and CEO of Wildlife Direct, a conservation campaign organisation, told Claire McDonnell how the avocados were adversely affecting elephants.
The Amboseli ecosystem is basically a huge, vast area, and the national park is only a tiny part of that. It's like an oasis in a large, very dry area. The elephants that live in this area move in and out of the park on a daily basis, and they also migrate across the landscapes, particularly the bulls and sometimes the families, in search of trees and food, and sometimes the bulls move back and forth for mating. This area, the national park, is very safe, but around it are communities that own the land, which is a buffer area, as well as the movement corridors. This avocado farm is smack in the middle of one of the corridors that was actually negotiated by the community, the government, and the local NGOs that work and do research in that area. And they basically are threatening to constrain that corridor and prevent the elephants from moving.
OK, so this was all agreed, you're saying, the usage plan for the area drawn up many years ago. If that is the case, then, is there not any kind of legal comeback against these plans?
Absolutely. I mean, the management plan was gazetted by the local people. And Amboseli was identified as critical for iconic species movements. So this has never been gazetted legally in the Ministry of Planning. And this is just a timing issue. The company that Kili Avo, that is behind this farm, has taken advantage of that small window of opportunity. They have gone and purchased land, fenced it, and started basically bulldozing the land, cutting down all the trees. 180 acres has been converted from prime wilderness habitat to basically this scarred landscape for the planting of avocados.
So it's already happening, and they can do it because they have the law on their side. Are you hoping that there can be something enacted retrospectively in this case?
Absolutely. The law is not on their side. Absolutely not. In fact, when they got their permit, they got a permit from the local government, and the government has now rescinded that permit. So now they don't have any support from the local government. They don't have support from central government. They don't have support from the local community and the landowners and the communities that live around there, who have all said they object to this. Most importantly, the Kenya Wildlife Service, which is required to give their support and their endorsement, were never consulted. And they're saying this thing has to be stopped because they were never consulted either. You know, what's really crazy about this is that this is a wildlife corridor. The animals need to move in this area. They can move their farm. The animals corridor cannot be moved.
Dr. Paula Kahumbu of Wildlife Direct. We asked Kili Avo for a statement. However, Kili Avo's lawyers told Reuters that the farm was actually 17 kilometres away from Amboseli in an area which they say was designated for farming.